Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is truly worthy to be praised. Thank y'all guys for tuning in to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is, listen to this, you guys. I want y'all to take a listen, all right? This is the 1,100th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I said it, 1,100. 11, you know what I'm saying? It is the 1,100th episode. God is truly good. Amen. This is the daughter of Ruth, and I am your host, Minister Maureen Lee. It's so funny for me to say it. But God is so good today. It's like we had an awesome day. It started off kind of shaky. Went to therapy. They felt my back, checked my eyes. They said it was too many spasms in my back. My eyes was, my pupils was dilated, so they really didn't want to work with me today. But I was kind of disappointed, but happy at the same time. So God is truly good, truly good. My blessing is coming. When it's coming, I don't know, but I'm looking forward to when I receive it. Amen. My healing is just around the corner because I'm still sitting on the seat of expectation. And I was just like, when I realized it was the 1,100 episode, and I just, you know, numbers and definitions, it says God is perfection of, and then it says 1,100, God is complete, flawless, and total. Listen to this now. God is complete, flawless, and totally, I like that word, complete and flawless. Flawless. Jesus Christ is the ultimate goal for a Christian life. He's just perfect. The 1,100th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm so glad y'all tuning in. We're going to be talking again on Walking in Your Anointings, Part 2. And I'm going to be coming from 1 John 2 and 20. And it says in the NIV version, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. And all of you know the truth. Now listen to what it says. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and all you know the truth. And then when we go down, it says, number, you are still in 1 John 2, we're going to read 27. As for you and the anointings you receive from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing reveals, not counterfeit, as just as He taught you, remain in Him. It tells me, it's like once you receive, you accept Christ as your personal Savior, you baptized and born again. You put on that new man, and that new man, that Holy Spirit, will help you with that anointing that's already in you because you trust Him. So the anointing is there, but sometimes we on unshaky ground, or we're unsure. So sometimes you got to dip into that faith more, recharge your battery, and realize who you belong and to whom you owe. Because He said it in His word. It's in you. It's here to teach you. So as you begin to study your word and pray and you fasting, he's beginning to teach you. He's beginning to show you what he desires of you. He's beginning to give you a more understanding of what he desires from you. But all you got to do is ask and believe, and you shall receive. What they say, knocking, doors shall be open, seeking, ye shall find. But if you seek in your anointing, it's already in you. You just got to activate your faith. Amen? And it's like, I love this. I love it because I really, truly believe you do walk into your anointing. And the only reason why I say that, because I try to raise up my children in the Christian way. But sometimes, you know, kids are kids. They're old and grown now. But now you got to watch your grandchildren and train them up. And I thank God for giving me and my husband the energy to do it, because they are like, they're really growing in this thing. Where sometimes I get weak, my grandkids will say, Grandma, pray. And I have to look at them like, okay, you right. Or, Grandma, just sit still. We got this. Okay. And I have to realize, if as you train up your children and they see you doing it, they mimic you. Because I could say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And my grandkids would say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So I thank God for training them and giving them the anointings that they need to carry on this Christian walk. But what I really, and then I go to, excuse me, y'all, 1 John 2 and 28. Excuse me. It says, and now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. See, when you see him, he wants you to know for sure you know what you know. When you hear him, you need to know, oh, that's my father, that sweet voice. Oh, I feel the warmth in my body. Because when you hear for Satan, trust me, I heard from him so many times. I wanted to do my own thing, and it wasn't a sweet voice. And that inner man was like, okay, Maureen, you know which way to go. We ain't going to even fight this battle. You know where to go. And I'm going through that similar with my, I know my healing's coming. And I'm going to continue to take the medication until my deliverance comes. And then I hear the enemy saying, okay, you already delivered. You don't got to take the medicine. But God gave man knowledge. So I'm going to take the medicine, and I'm going to keep sitting on the seat of expectation for my deliverance, because I'm going to continue to walk in my anointing. I'm going to continue to work with my grandkids, so when I begin to pray, they begin to pray. When I begin to rejoice in my house, they're rejoicing with me. When I get on my knees to pray, they're praying. Because you gotta instill these things in your children, because everybody don't have this. Everybody don't have that. But what I love about my grandkids is they're not afraid of God. They're not afraid to tell their friends, guess what? God, he's real. I talk to him. I say my prayers. Because I told you this story before. My granddaughter, Erin is 6 years old. She had a new little girl in her. I think was the girl new for Erin in your class when she was scared. Come here, baby.
No, she's not my class.
Where did you know this little girl from? Here she goes. She gonna tell you. Go ahead, baby.
I was taken to her.
Uh huh. And what happened?
Then she got lost. Then I saw her got lost, and I found her.
And what happened?
Then I said. Then I got a public ticket.
And what happened when you, what did you tell the little girl?
God got you.
Say it again real loud.
I said, God got you.
And how old are you? How old are you, boo-boo?
I forgot. 16.
You're not 16. She's 6 years old. But even at six, the little girl was lost. And she was just learning the school. So my granddaughter said, I got you, but God got you. And she's 6 years old. She knows God had her, and God had this little girl. So she got a sticker for that day, and they were saying how special and how anointed. Her teachers were saying this about her, and she's 6 years old, because you have to train them to let her light shine. So now she's telling kids, God got you. And she was not ashamed. Amen? Okay. I just wanted you to hear it from her mouth. That's what I'm trying to raise. That's what I'm trying to instill in them. Don't be afraid of God, because he won't be ashamed of you. And you know you did so much wrong in your life that sometimes your anointing is on dim, because you're straddling the fence. I'm sorry, y'all. I have to say it.
It's okay.
We as Christians, we straddle the fence. We know what's right, but the word also say, you live in this world, so you don't have to, you in this world, but not of this world. Amen? We live in here, but we know who we belong. And it also say, pay Caesar what Caesar do. So, oh, no man, nothing but love. All that's in the word. Okay? But it's like God's children. God's children. I love him so much. And as I read 29, Tony, please, if you know that he is righteous, and you know that everyone who does is right and has been born of him. Once you say that sinner's prayer, you become a new creature. All things pass away and all things become new. I believe that in my spirit. It's a real thing, you guys. It's real. This walk, this Christianity, this relationship, it's bigger than this. It's bigger than, I'm sorry to say this, God bless his family. God bless his family. It's bigger than Colby. Because I believe he grabbed his daughter and was saying how much he loved her. I believe, yes, I do. I believe in my spirit. Because it's like when you're going through something, I don't care what religion you in, I don't care. The first thing you say is, oh, God. So I believe in my spirit he was saying, oh, God. And God heard him. Hallelujah. But as you receive your anointing, it remains in you. It's in you. It's in you. And I was telling my daughter about a vision board. I heard so many people, and she was talking about it. The Bible said, write it down and make it plain. God was giving you a vision board. It's called the Bible. This is your vision board. This is your vision board. Read it and make your own vision board. Where I am right now and where I want to go. I love who I am. I love the world that I took. I wouldn't change anything, because the way God brought me, the way I choose to go, makes me the woman I am. I might not have been a perfect mother, but I'm a great grandmother. And I'm learning every day. Each kid is different. And it's the same way with your grandkids, just like your children. Each one of your grandchildren are gifted. So So when you speak life into them, you have to speak life and love. When they do great, you got to, oh, that is awesome, baby. You did a great thing. That's Aaron talking, you guys. But I want y'all to think about her as being 6 years old, not afraid to tell her girlfriend that she just met, God got you. And then I have a grandson that he loves helping people. He loves helping the elderly. But guess what? That's his gift. That's his gift in the ministry. He's a helper. And he's okay with helping. He takes people trash out. He carry their groceries. He'll help somebody pick it up. He'll, whatever you need him to do, he'll do. But that's who he is. And then we have Sahara. She's the quiet one. She's a little something. Sometimes she's a little too grown, but her spirit is good. And I can go on and on about my grandkids. We got the comedians. We got the ones that's so quiet, they sneaky. Oh, we got them all. But I know God got something in God got them. God got a ministry in them that when they blow up, it's going to blow up. Amen. Again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,100th episode. If you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. And if you want to talk, you hit 1. And the next number is 323-870-4174. If you want to talk, hit 1. I like you to share it. Tell everybody Purpose Kingdom is on 7 days a week, everybody, and most shows come on at 9 and 8 o'clock. Amen. Share the word. Everybody got a cell phone. Everybody I know got a cell phone so they can listen to the word every day. And just remember, God is all about being perfect because he's perfect. He has no flaws, no blemish. He is flawless. He is that diamond. Amen. But we're going to finish talking about walking in your anointing. And as you begin to walk in your anointings, you'll see people you've never seen before. Just some, like I told y'all this story, how I was at a Chinese store and the lady wanted to pray. I stopped what I was doing and prayed because she seen something different about me. That was his light. They seen Christ. That Christ that that's inside me, that's what she seen. She ain't seen Maureen. She seen Christ. And that's what she's supposed to see. That's the light that the world needs to see. So just imagine if everybody's light shine bright. How many souls we can, oh, my God, can you picture it? Can you just picture it? And that's my prayer. Everyone that know the word, just let your anointings walk with you, go with you, for real, because it's in you already. His Holy Spirit is there already. When you accept Christ as your personal Savior, and you believe it in your heart, it's a done deal. But you got to always, I tell people, when you wait to go to church, sit on that seat of expectation. Because you, I know God got something for me. I don't care how it look, what it seem, how bad it's getting. I'm going to sit there and wait on it. Because I know when he bless me, no man can take it from me. I can slow it up myself, but no man can take it from me. Amen?
Amen.
I love my little boombox. That's my baby right there, you guys. She irritates me sometimes because I know God is, oh, my God. That girl. You hear me, y'all? Say it again louder, baby.
God is Jesus.
That's my baby. I love her so much. But I want y'all to work on that. I want y'all to do your vision board. When you got saved, or if you need to recommit yourself, recommit yourself. You could say, what's the day's date? January 29th, 2020, I recommitted myself to Christ. And you write down what you expect and what you give it. I'm going to study my word. I'm going to break one scripture. If you got to do one scripture a week, do that one scripture a week until it's in your spirit. You might not remember it, but when you need it, because that's how God works with me. I can't remember everything I read. I'm not going to say I can. But I know when I need it, I can, oh, my God, I remember. And I might be talking to somebody next week and won't remember what I'm reading right now. But next week, if I need it, it's in my spirit. And God will call it to your remembrance.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and that's what I like about my father. He's flawless. His God will is perfect because he is perfect. In all his ways, acknowledge him. Amen. But I'm just, y'all, I'm just like, y'all just don't understand. Y'all just don't understand. It's just a dynamic thing when you know that you know that you know. And the leaves, we go through so much. But I know his reasons. I know his reasons. Because sometimes I can just sit back and read certain scriptures, and it can be, it's like my aha moment. Because I don't want anyone to deny him. I don't want anyone to die on deathbed not knowing who my father is. I'm tired of kids killing kids because they don't realize their potentials in life. Or they don't have someone to say, baby, I love you. I see great things in you. I can see you being the next president. I can see these things. I can see you. If you want to be an astronaut, do it. I can see you being an RN. I can see you being a doctor, judge, lawyer. You can do all things through Christ. All it is a conversation between you and him. All it is an acceptance that our Father loves you. And he don't want no one to deny his son. Or the Father will deny you. He wants you to have eternal life. That's why he sent his son. He desired to love you. He desired to hear your name, hear your words, hear a simple conversation between you and your father. His love is everlasting. Because he abides in you. The church is a building, but your relationship is with you. The relationship, that's the key. And I'm quite sure everybody that was dating at one time, you dated one time in life, and you know how getting to know somebody for the first time after a couple weeks,
You understand what I'm saying? A relationship between two people connecting in a state of being. Two people getting to know each other. Two people, you and God, getting to know each other. He knows all about you, but now you're like really getting to know him. You're getting to know his word. His living word, the water, the well that never goes empty. You're beginning to know him. Talk with him. Listening him to his whispers. When everything is going wrong in your life, that's when you raise up your hand and say, God, I thank you because my blessing is coming. Don't get weary. Just start thanking him. Just start rejoicing in him because it's coming. Don't deny his love for you. Don't question his love for you. Don't do it. No matter what man these people out here saying, don't even feed into it. Don't feed into the bull. Don't feed into the nonsense. Because you need to remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but the world will be saved through him. He didn't come into this world to criticize our mistakes because he knew we were going to make them. He didn't come into this world to just beat up on us because he knew we was not perfect, but he loved us anyway. Oh, yes, I said it. He loved us anyway. For God so loved the world. John 3:16. And 17. So I want y'all to really think on this. Build your relationship up with him. Talk with him more. Pray with him more. Certain things you need in life is not going to come from just prayer. Some things you're going to have to fast on. Amen. Some things is just going to need just that. Fasting and praying. Amen. And I just want to give you a definition of the word fasting. Taking things from your life that you like, for instance, I like, what is it called? I like playing my casino games on my phone. I like playing Words with Friends. It might be, I generally get up in the morning after I talk to God. I pray before I jump up. I always talk to God in the morning. I don't study as much as I should, but that's going to change because I finally found my glasses, you guys. But that's going to change. I'm going to start getting into my word more. So I'm going to leave the phone alone. I'm not going to touch that. It's got to be a conversation with me and my Father for a longer period of time. If you can go for 15 minutes playing on your phone all day, you can go for 15 minutes talking to God. If you can go an hour on your phone,
You can go an hour talking with God. So leave that phone alone. If you're addicted to the phone, leave it alone. I'm a fast. I'm not doing no electronics today. I'm not answering the house phone, turn on the TV, the computer, nothing. It's me and you. It's me and you, Dad. I need to hear from you. I desire to know where to go. Write it down. What is your desire from God? Write it down. Write it down and make it plain. Talk to him. Ask him. Amen. And he will, you know, he will give it to you. Amen. I'm just trying to find about you writing your vision. So you're like, I cannot pronounce it, Pastor Toy.
Yes.
I can spell it. Pronounce the chapter in the Bible is H-A-B-A-K-K,
Habakkuk.
Yes. Where it talks about writing the vision.
You want to know the location?
Yes, please.
1 second.
Because he talks about the vision. Write it down and make it plain. Write down your desires. Write down your dreams. I told you everything. If you don't know, what you say, sis?
I apologize.
It's okay, baby.
Habakkuk. I'm going to it now so that I can read it. Chapter 2. Verses 2 and 3. And I'm reading from the Message version. It says, and then God answered, write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time.
Now, think about what she said. Write it in big letters. Because it's like I tell my husband, when we first got our apartment, I wrote it down. I want an apartment. I need to leave the girls to separate myself so they can grow. I didn't want to continue to be my kids' crutch. My husband could tell you this is what I did. He said, baby, write it down. But I didn't think about being a vision board. I just thought about it being my goals. I wrote 3 apartments that I've been looking at for the longest time. I wrote it down. I want my apartment. And as it got, I checked it off. Now my next goal, I want to leave the city of Philadelphia. When my husband retires this year, I want to move. So guess what I start? I start looking at houses. Pick where I want to live. How many rooms, how many bathrooms. And guess what? God's been blessing me. I've been having realtors call me. Y'all can go for this one and go for that one. Now I'm just waiting for my husband to say, go ahead and pack up. Because I prayed about this thing. But I gave God my vision for my life. I want to do more in my ministry. I want to work more with Pastor Toy like never before. I want this thing to, oh, my God. When God gave Pastor Toy a vision, it was a vision that he gave to her. And look at us now on a 1,100 episode. I'm quite sure she ran from it at first, but he gave her a vision. And I'm quite sure she started writing down. And now she began to get her people together, check them off. Oh, they said, oh, the leaves. I said no at first. I told y'all this. The leaves. I got the leaves. Oh, God, what ministry, where would you have me put them? Oh, I see them doing this. Okay, God. She writing it down. And then she called us. Hey. And I'm glad she did. And then the next thing, God said, okay, a woman's ministry. I said, not me. But God already gave her the vision. And when God gives you a vision, and you know what? God gives you so many people in your life to speak life on your life, and you decide to run, that's a choice. And I decided to run. That was my choice. But when it started hitting you from all angles, you got to say, you know what, God, whatever. You got it. Pass the toy, I'll do it. I had to put my hands up because it was a challenge for me. I could speak to anybody, anywhere. My kids get mad at me. I don't care if I'm in a bank, supermarket, the library, waiting for a bus, just sitting there talking on the back porch. I'm going to talk about Christ. I don't care if you're Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, whatever. I'm going to talk about Christ. And my daughters be like, Mom, you're so ignorant. I don't care. That's the center of my joy. My God. I'm going to continue to walk in my anointing. I'm going to continue to still tell a dying world that my God lives. I'm going to continue to tell people, make a vision board. Make your goals. What you expect from God. Write it down in big letters and make it plain. What do you want from your life? What is his desires? God, what is your desire of me? I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. Let me walk in my anointing. Let me walk in my deliverance. Let me walk in my victory. Let me walk through anything. That's my goal. That's my dream. That's my vision. When I walk into the room, the deaf man can hear. The blind woman can see. That's my vision. That's my goal. Marriages that's falling apart, that's on a string, that we can speak life and not death into that marriage and make the enemy mad because he desires family. That's his vision, to steal, kill, and destroy. He's doing his. Why aren't you doing yours? It's a dream. It's a vision. It's a goal. You have a purpose. When you were born with a purpose. You might not know it, but I guarantee you, if you pray, if you fast, if you talk to him, I guarantee you, he'll give you your purpose. And I tell anybody, anything you're passionate about, if you can't, it hurts your heart to see children being abused. That's your purpose, to save the little children. Social worker. If it bothers you that children can't read or write and it hurts your heart, guess what, baby? Become a teacher. If it bothers you that kids are dying from cancer, guess what? Look for that dream that helped you become a scientist that can cure cancer. And baby girl, if your dream is to write, you write. Whatever you're passionate about, if you have a story, a testimony, please call up. Let us hear from you today. Purpose Kingdom Network, the 1,100th episode. This is the Daughters of Ruth, walking in your anointing. And I think your anointings and purpose go together. Amen. Dial 319-527-6091. The next number is 323-870-4174. Please hit one and join in the conversation. And we're going to do the call of salvation. And after the call of salvation, we're going to have any announcements, Pastor Toy?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God first and foremost for the word that has gone forward, walking in your anointing. Walking in your anointing, and the way to start walking in your anointing is to first start walking in the will of God, to start walking in the gift, in the freedom, in the life that God has provided for you. Man, since the very beginning, since the fall of man, has been in attempt to restore their relationship to God. God, since the very beginning, has been attempting to restore his relationship with man. And let me explain to you why I say that God is attempting, because God can do all things, but God is attempting because he gave us one simple gift that we are the only in all of creation to have, and that is free choice. He will not force his love on us. We have to choose his love. He will not force us to turn away from things. We have to choose to. We have to first make a desire in our hearts. And how do we do it? By simply accepting the gift that he gave us. Because remember, when I said he's attempting, it wasn't because he couldn't do it. It wasn't because he didn't know how to do it. It's because we refuse to accept what he gave us. The word of God tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The key word in there is whosoever chooses. Those are the two key words, whosoever and chooses. Whosoever means it is welcome to everyone who has breath in their body. Everyone who is living has the ability to choose God and to choose him in the manner in which he provided for us to do, which was through his son Jesus. Now, somebody just said, see, y'all making it sound like he needed a sidekick. No, God did not need a sidekick. But if you remember, after God destroyed the world in Genesis, back during the times of Noah, he made two declarations. One, that he would never again destroy all mankind. And two, he decided that man is evil. Their very thoughts from the beginning is evil. With that being said, that means that man could not stand in place for the command and the sacrifice that needed to come. What was the sacrifice that needed to come? God declared in the beginning that for the remission of sin, there must be the shedding of innocent blood. That blood, because he decided, could not come from man, but yet had to come from man because it was man who sinned. So the only way he could get a man that was sinless was for him to step into man, put on the flesh of man, and allow himself to die as man so that he could bust the hell, grave, and death wide open. And all we have to do is accept it. And we simply accept it by just agreeing on his word. And you can accept it this evening by saying this prayer right after me. You just say, Father God, I come to you this evening agreeing with you and on your word. I agree that I am a sinner, that I've messed up, and that I need to be saved. So I accept the gift of your son, Jesus Christ. I accept him into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sins. I ask him to begin to make me new right now in the name of Jesus. I ask him to be Lord of my life. I surrender to you from this moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And then if you said that prayer with me this evening, you then just tell someone. God's word says if you believe in your heart and confess out of your mouth, can't confess just any old thing, though. You have to confess that Jesus is exactly who God says he is. You confess that you accepted Jesus as your Savior. When you make that confession, you are accepting that Jesus Christ is the God-man. He is the Messiah. And that he came to save not just my sins, not just your sins, but he came for the sins of the world. Again, there go that whosoever that believes in him can be saved. And once you confess it out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved. So we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, if you said that prayer, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting 9 p.m. with D Block Church and the host, Sister Adrian Misunderstanding Island. That is Adrian M.S. Understanding Island. Amen. D Block Church at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you. We would love to pray for you. Also, we invite you to follow us on anchorfm.com. Anchor FM, we take a morning walk in God's word every morning that God allows it. We read a scripture, a chapter of scripture. Today we just completed the book of James. We read a chapter of scripture to start our day. And then we close it with prayer and we go on our way, seeing which souls we can make a difference in Jesus' name. So we invite you again to join in with us on anchorfm.com. You can also hit the link on any of our social media networks. Please listen to any of our archives, again, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. Reverend Maureen, wonderful word this evening. The ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Amen, everybody. Amen. See, just walking anointed, accepting and receiving, it's a choice, you guys. We're going to read another couple more scriptures. I want y'all to turn with me to Luke 4:18. It says in red writing, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovering for the sight for the blind, to oppress freedom, to proclaim the year of God's, the Lord's favor. To proclaim, to speak good news, to proclaim freedom, to speak freedom, to recover, to restore man's sight, to oppress the free. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has, I ain't say I have, but he has anointed you to do whatever work he called you to do, to preach, to teach the gospel. Proclaim. sometimes I get my English kind of mixed up. That's the action word to cope, to do, to proclaim, to do. So he wants you to speak good word, good news to the poor, to speak it, to do it. Don't sit on it. When you read it in church and the preacher's preaching and it got good to your spirit, he wants you to go out there and tell the world, look, let me tell you what I learned today. And it felt so, it was fire shoved up in my bones. I got to just spread this thing. And if a fire can spread quickly, God's word can do the same. Amen. So when you get doubtful, go back to Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. Take it personal. The Spirit of the Lord is on Maureen. Because he has anointed Maureen to proclaim good news to the poor. For he has sent Maureen to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recover sight for the blind. Speak life into that thing. Speak it and make it plain. What are your desires for 2020? You can't be in the same place with your walk that you was in 2019. If you in the same place, you did not move an inch to go to towards 2020, recommit your life. Make a recommitment to him. And say, God, I just want to recommit myself. I want to do better in 2020. I have to do better. And trust and do it. Don't just say it. Make an action. Put some oomph in it. I need to do better. I have to do better. Because he desires to love you. Amen. He desires it. So sometimes things look rough, relationships look rocky, but guess what? God's love is greater than all that. His love is greater than all that. If you truly believe in this thing, if you truly trust him, call him on his word. I told you this before. If y'all need a book of promises, let me know. Pastor Toy lets you know about the emails, how you can get in touch with us, how we got the prayer line. And I don't know if anybody using it. I'm not sure. If you need a book of promises, and if you got to start off just knowing his promises, it's still his word. Know your promises that God has made you. It's over 100 promises that he's made you. When you commit your life to him, it's a promise that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you until the end of time. That's his promise. That's his certified guarantee. And he never went back on his word with me. I went back on mine with him. But he didn't go back on his with me. But I thank God for that. I thank God I can really be open with him. When I'm wrong, I can do that with my kids. And Chrissy tell me all the time, Mom, I don't think that's right. Because, I, you know, as a parent, you think all your kids are perfect. You think they all are great. And she said, no, Mom, we far from it. But you're perfect to me. I don't see your mess ups. I don't see your mistakes. I see what God called you to be. I see beyond what you see. I see great things. And whatever God made, he made perfect. Yes, we all fall down. We make mistakes. But we wipe off and we say, okay, God, we made a mistake. I'm sorry. And really believe you're sorry and try not to make that same mistake again. Walk in your anointing. Walk in your deliverance. Walk in your purpose. Do what God has called you to do. Like I made a commitment with my paparazzi sisters, Bond Squad. And I have to get back on my grind selling my paparazzi jewelry. That was a commitment I made. I haven't been doing it because I've been under the weather. I haven't been doing the show because I've been under the weather. But guess what? As long as God can give me strength in my body, I'm going to continue to do what God called me to do. I got a splitting headache right now, but to God be the glory, I'm going to take 2 pills and keep it moving. But you got to be a woman, a man of your word. Be a doer of the Bible. Proclaim his gospel. Spread the good news. Tell a dying world, lost children, that God loves you. God loves you. Oh, you don't know these children. They'll cuss you out. To God be the glory. But guess what? Jesus loves you. The boy standing on the corner at the corner store, pants sagging, holding up the wall. Guess what? Excuse me. Thank you. God loves you, baby. I used to tell the kids in my neighborhood every day when they see me, hey, boo, you being good today? I love you. I expect great things. Yeah, they be grown. Yes, I expect great things. Because you got to speak life into these kids. You got to speak life. Stop calling your kids all kinds of names. Sometimes I say, y'all act stupid. I ain't say you stupid. I said, you're acting. But I have seen parents, oh, you stupid. You'll never be nothing. You won't amount to nothing. Oh, you're dumb like your father. Oh, you're stupid like your mother. No, they're not. If you feel it that way, look in the mirror when you talk to them. They are mimic of what they see. I'm sorry if it hurt. Hey, that's life. Look in the mirror. Check yourself. Be a better parent. Be a better mother. Be a better Christian. Amen. Again, you were listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,100th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth. I am so happy that y'all tuned in. Pastor Toy, do we have any callers or do we have any final remarks?
We just want to thank and praise God once again for everyone who joined in with us this evening. As you are walking in your anointing, we just thank and praise God for you. We encourage you to stay on the wall, to continue to keep walking. And understand, when you hear people say stay on the wall, we always think they're talking about the ministers and the pastors and the evangelists. No, I'm even talking about the layman. I'm talking about the person who just gets up and goes to the pew and sits and listens to the word of God and goes in for worship and goes in to pray and goes in for the fulfillment of the coming together of the body of Christ, where we come together corporately, touching and agreeing in his word so that his presence falls upon us and in our midst. Stay on the wall. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the world may say, God is not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Stay on the wall and watch him move in your life. God bless you. You can close us out.
Close us out.
Thank you so much, Pastor Toy. Hey, you guys, don't forget, like she said, stay on the wall. And sometime as parents, we need to tarry at the altar that you have at home. Take it to your prayer closet and pray all night. Don't move until he bless you. Don't let go until you hear the word. We have to save our children. It's not up to everybody else. It's up to you. Everybody is a parent. People that don't have children from their mom, you're still a parent. Because it takes a village to raise a child. So become that village. Amen. I thank you again for tuning in to the Daughters of Ruth. We were just talking about walking in your anointings. And I just thank God for giving it to me because it's talking to me to walk and do greater things through Christ. Amen. So I thank y'all for tuning in. And we're going to say good night and hallelujah. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Okay, God ever want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.